This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters, did you know that there are 8 angels whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to each one of us from birth until death? And they actually swap shifts every day at Fajr time and at Asr time. As you know, one of the pillars of our Islamic faith is to believe in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the angels of Allah never disobey Allah. They love their Lord and they revere Him. They are created from light. The nature of this light is unknown to us. And they are created without desires, without temptations, and they are all genderless. There's no male or female angels. They are uncountable in number. Each one of them has a duty. And did you know that they actually supplicate and pray for the people of earth every day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, in Surah Ash-Shura,
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Allah says, and the angels glorify their Lord, and they supplicate to Allah and ask Him to forgive those who are on earth. Behold, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. In both Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, it is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, angels of the night and angels of the day swap shifts to watch over you. They swap shifts at Fajr time and at Asr time each day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks each time, in what state did you leave my servants? While He knows already. And they reply, our Lord, we left them praying, meaning at Fajr time. And they say, oh, our Lord, we left them praying again, meaning at Asr time. You know, brothers and sisters, this is worth our attention. How would you like them to witness you and bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two states? Would you like them to report, oh Allah, we left them sleeping and ignoring the Fajr prayer or the Asr prayer, or neglecting their duties, or even worse, something shameful or disgraceful? The angels assigned to each of us are 4, in the day and 4 in the evening, so 8 in total. And there is a hadith which says that there could be more. The authentic sources from the Quran and from the Sunnah is that 8 angels surround us and accompany us as follows. The first angel is the one on our right. It is the one that writes the good deeds. And the second angel on the left, the one who writes the bad deeds. And this is evident in the Quran in Surah Qaf, verse 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ.
As the two recording angels, one sitting to the right and the other to the left, they note everything. These two angels, brothers and sisters, watch everything you do, everything, and they never leave your side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know everything you are doing, subhanallah. But they are also created to have mercy and compassion towards people. Did you know, for example, the authentic hadith states that the angel on the right is in charge of the angel who is on the left. And the angel on the right says to the angel on the left when the human person does a sin, when the Muslim does a sin, wait, don't write it. Maybe he or she will repent. And he gives him 6 hours. But if they do repent, they forgive it and nothing is written. And if he does it, it's written as one. Whereas the angel of the right writes your deed as at least 10 when you do a good deed out of the mercy of Allah. The hadith is also in Bukhari and Muslim about this. Sometimes the angel of the right says to the angel of the left, wait for 6 hours, maybe he or she will repent. And then, as stated in the Tabarani, that if he or she continues the sin, they write it as one, and they say they must have no shame in front of Allah. The other two angels is one at the front and one at the back. The one at the front protects you from the front, and the one at the back protects you from the back. In Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 11, it says this,
له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله.
They have angels protecting them in the front and those in the back who interchange. They protect them by the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that these angels protect us, but not if a fate was written against us. Then they move away and let the fate and qadr of Allah come through. You know, Ali radiallahu anhu, there were people who wanted to assassinate him in his life when he was the Khalifa. And they saw him that he was always okay and feeling safe and happy. They said, "Ya Imam, why don't you feel afraid?" He said, "Why should I? When I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell me that there are angels protecting me from all sides, only when the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gone, or when the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed that I'm going to die, the angels will move aside." A person may ask, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need angels anyway? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need angels to serve him. He is the majestic and the all-powerful. However, at least three reasons. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His power and His majesty through His angels. So when you hear about so many angels revering Allah and worshipping Allah and obeying Allah, then you feel and you know how majestic and powerful and great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Did you know there are angels who bow to Allah from the day they were created and have never lifted their heads up? The first time they lift their heads up is on the day of judgment. And when they lift their heads up, they say, "Oh, our Lord, we did not worship you as you deserve." The second reason is that Allah creates these angels for us to make us feel comforted and blessed and honored and important. As you saw, the angels make dua for us and the angels watch over us. So you feel important, like when you have mum and dad or you have siblings or you have friends around you to comfort you, rather than just knowing that only Allah watches you and is merciful to you. He makes you even more important with extra creatures. And lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know that there are angels around us. Perhaps we'll feel a little bit of shame or a little bit of embarrassment from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in private. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.